Jessica noted how well Stokaya maintained her calm. In contrast, Tessia reddened.
My womb isn't a tool for you to borrow whenever you like. I love Romber. He is my husband, and I will not be a broodmare for you.
One of the other reverend mothers in the entourage, the smallest of the trio, tried to sound conciliatory.
It will not be an extraordinary commitment. 3 daughters, no more, with different fathers.
She sounded so reasonable, as if she were asking Tessia to do nothing more than change a garment.
Romber knew you were a Bene Gesserit when he chose you as a concubine. He will understand, and we have asked so little of you in your lifetime.
Jessica felt she had to come to her friend's defense. She quoted the Bene Gesserit motto with stern sarcasm.
We live to serve.
Tessia rose to her feet.
I have other obligations now.
I am also a wife and mother, and I will not turn my back on all that. If you can't understand why, then you're ill-informed about human nature.
I shall accept no other lover than Romber.
That is not a subject for negotiation. For a woman who should have been in perfect mastery of her emotions, Stokaya allowed a hint of anger to show. The other two sisters seemed more confused than upset by Tessia's response, turning as pale as limestone.
Sister Tessia,
Stokaya emphasized the title. It seems you have both forgotten a great deal. You defy the Bene Gesserit at your peril.
Nevertheless, I refuse.
You have your answer. Now please leave. Startling them all, Romber appeared at the door, his powerful augmented body primed for use like a loaded weapon.
Vermilion hells, you are upsetting my wife, so you are no longer welcome on Ix. If the next Highliner has no available staterooms, I'm sure we can find a cargo container to accommodate all 3 of you.
Stokaya slipped into a fighting stance, and the other two women stood coiled beside her. Then, unexpectedly, she gave an abbreviated bow.
As you wish. We have nothing further to discuss here.
No, you do not. Departing like shadows fleeing the light, Stokaya and her 2 companions slipped away. Jessica was left feeling angry and unsettled.
I'm sorry you had to endure that. The sisterhood taught us to be strong, if nothing else.
Tessia pressed herself against her husband and said in a hoarse voice,
I love you so much, Romber.
He folded her within his powerful cyborg arms.
Oh, I never had any doubt of that.
As a Sook practitioner, Dr. Wellington Yui had learned to control his feelings. He was cool and logical, sincere but not vulnerable. His personality made him a perfect match for his Bene Gesserit wife, Juana, who was equally adept at compartmentalizing her thoughts and feelings, at least in public. Yet when he saw the 3 sisters arrive at the Grand Palais and recognized one of them as Juana, the first time he had seen her after such a long separation, his heart lurched. The barriers almost melted away. Almost. During his diligent service as Romber's private physician, he often tried to forget how much he missed her, convincing himself that their relationship was as solid as stone, no matter how long they were separated. And now she had arrived on Ix. Her presence with the Bene Gesserits, here and now, could not possibly be a coincidence. But he didn't reveal this to Earl Romber, not until he learned more about why she was here. He longed to think that she had come to see him, but he did not dare believe it. When Juana appeared at the door to his private quarters that evening, Yui simply stared at her narrow but lovely face, feeling like a complete, helpless fool. Though she stood right there, she seemed untouchable in her Bene Gesserit facade, but he could see a flicker behind her brown eyes, a spark that he knew represented much brighter flames.
I am pleased to see you, Wellington.
His response took a moment to emerge from his throat. It did not carry the weight of the real emotions he felt.
I have missed you.
Juana smiled, and the awkward wall between them seemed to crumble. She stepped closer, her presence radiating tension and bottled feelings.
It's been much too long, my dear husband. When my sisters announced their trip to Ix, I filed a petition with the Mother Superior. I can't tell you how much I wanted to see you.
When they embraced at last, after so many years, he thought she felt warm and comfortable in his arms. So many years, so much distance between them, yet so much still binding them together. He didn't have to hide his feelings here. No one could see them. When they had married on Richesi, he was a well-respected but unremarkable physician, and Juana had been the appropriate choice for him. Before long, he'd been surprised by the depths of his feelings for her, and she seemed to share that love, although he could not be entirely certain. No one could ever be certain with one of the witches. Yui considered himself a solitary man, not a mooncalf romantic, yet the love he discovered inside himself had no analytical answer. Because they shared their thoughts and hearts, he had convinced himself that he and Juana didn't need a close day-to-day companionship. When she had left him years ago to study at the mother school, it was a sad parting, but her talents were needed on Wallach 9.
How are your meditations progressing?
Your studies? He didn't know what else to say. He remembered times they had shared on a wooded Richesian lakeshore, whispered promises in the dark, shared laughter at private jokes. He wondered what the sisters had done to change her in the intervening years.